Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Yankee Stadium.
There's a drive hit the deep right field. That ball is going. Blowing it in. Gone. He drives the authority. Now I don't believe it.
That ball is high. It is far. It is gone.
Yo, what up, Yankee fans? Welcome to the Bullpen Betty Show. Keep it here as we recap the past week in Yankee baseball. And while you're at it, get the band back together and strike up Hail to the Chief, because Betty's going to speak to a real-life President of the United States. That's right, POTUS, baby. Then we'll look at the upcoming schedule and even talk movies and Emmy Awards. So keep it here, because she's Betty, I'm Gigo, and this is Episode 7 of the Bullpen Betty Show.
Everybody, welcome back to the Bullpen Betty Show. It's our seventh edition. I am Bullpen Betty, and I'm here with Gigo. Hey, Gigo, how are you?
I'm good, Betty. How you doing?
You really got me on the run here in the sun on the tarmac of the airport in Tampa.
Yeah, we took a little weekend trip down to Tampa to check him out.
And our Yankee stalking.
I think I saw him through one of the windows. And by him, you know who we're talking about.
Yep, and I got to swim in the tank with the Devil Rays. That was great.
That's right before they threw us out of the stadium.
I was, you know, backstroking there with the Devil Rays, and I will call those animals Devil Rays, even though the people of Florida are afraid to say the word devil, apparently. Anyway, we'll talk about that glorious series in a moment. First, I want to just, you know, mention that the week started out great.
It looked beautiful the way it started.
I mean, first of all, it was beautiful because we were at the first game against Toronto at Yankee Stadium on Tuesday.
Because we got it like that. We can go to a game at 1 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon.
Right. Somebody was asking me on Facebook, do you guys work?
This is work. They don't realize how much time this takes.
Oh, my goodness.
And for those of you waiting for our Jose Bautista interview, he left the game early.
He's injured. He's got a hip injury.
Right. He put on a DL. So we didn't get a chance to yell at him.
I know. I was yelling at some dude who wasn't Joey Batt.
We couldn't figure out why he was ignoring us, and now we know why. Because he left in the second inning.
Anyway, so it started great.
Four-game series.
Right.
4 games in 3 days.
And it was 4 games because the first game was a rain makeup game.
The birthday makeup game.
Yes. Bullpen Betty's birthday weekend makeup game. And Cano hit his 200th home run in honor of that. And Chris Stewart even hit a home run. Almost, I guess, to win the game, really. I mean, that was a good home run. We needed that. Thanks, Chris, for doing something for the team. Once a week or so, he does something.
Good game pitched by Nova.
Nova. I'm so happy Nova showed up this year.
Right now, he's in our best pitcher. Carrera's had some issues, and we'll get to that in a little bit.
Yeah. Nova's really, I'm a little nervous, but he keeps showing up. Then the next game that afternoon was, Hughes was pitching, and he did a pretty good job for Hughes.
Yes, he is.
And, you know, Nix, Jason Nix with a Y.
Why?
Because we love him, except now he's out, because a couple games later, he got his hand broken.
Hit by a pitch, yeah. But he ended that game with a nice little walk-off.
Yep.
Shot.
So thank you to Jason Nix. Speedy recovery.
It's good. We get to sweep the doubleheader, which is actually harder than most people.
Yeah, play. I know how hard that is. Then on Wednesday, A-Rod told his lawyers and PR people to shut up and stop talking about things unrelated to baseball. So while that's noble, it's kind of making baseball less interesting.
Yeah, I mean, the weekend they went kind of nuts. His new lawyer was just... You ranting at everybody.
Somebody told me that he hired Michael Vick's lawyer. Did you hear that? Is that who?
Oh, is it?
I don't know. I don't know if it's true or not, but I like the story.
Could you make a worse move than that?
Right, but it's like people like Michael Vick more than they like A-Rod.
I thought he hired, the lawyer who got Braun off last year.
Okay, well, that would make more sense.
But I think it was a good thing he did. He told everybody to shut up. It's all about baseball. Mm-hmm. I had more distractions.
Right. God, the PR of this is so brilliant. He made news by telling his people to stop making news. I mean, there's nothing, anything he does makes news, right?
Right.
Even not making news made news.
All about the team, man.
Right, sure. This wasn't planned either, I'm sure. And then Ichiro hit his 4,000th career hit, like if you combine Japan and the U.S., right?
Which apparently people are bugging out over this. You've got guys who are screaming Mike Francesa being one of my favorites today.
How you can't count the Japanese team. You can't even mention him.
Really? No.
Right, because when Ichiro came here, right, he won the Rookie of the Year.
Right.
By saying he was a Rookie of the Year, basically Major League Baseball was saying
this was his first.
His Japanese years didn't count.
Right.
So either they didn't count,
right,
and he got the Rookie of the Year, or they do count, and he's got.
Yeah, you can't have a coming and going, right? Okay, I get that.
But still, 4,000 hits is 4,000 hits. You know, he was happy.
Right.
The team came out and thanked him, and they came out and like pretty much mauled him at the face. And he got kind of emotional. I don't think he was expecting.
Oh. Was there a lot of bowing? I didn't see it.
He all came out and hugged him. You know, like when Jeter hit his 3,000 hit, when he all came out the first place.
Right, Jeter actually did hit 3,000.
Right.
But that was a good game that we won, and Soriano had a two-run homer.
He was 0 for 17. I mean, remember last week we talked about he was on fire.
Right.
And we say he's very streaky. He went 15 for 22. Then he went 0 for 17.
Right.
But then he hit that home run.
And we beat R.A. Dickey. And I wondered this on Facebook. Does the R stand for Richard? Because then his name would be Dick-a-Dickey. Oh, Dick-a-Dickey. Then Thursday comes along, and Pettit is pitching, which always makes me nervous these days.
Pitched really well. 6 innings, 1 run. I'll take that.
Yep. Robertson got the save.
I guess, which would be a little foreshadowing of what we can expect to see next year, right?
Yeah.
And he did good. I mean, it's his second save of the season.
Yeah, Robertson's a good pitcher. I like him. And he wears his pants short. Just like Curtis Granderson, who hit a home run in that game.
See, most people would say he wears socks long, and I thought he wears his pants short.
Well, they're smaller pants, aren't they? He didn't pull them up.
No, they're the same pants. They just...
They pull them up?
Right, and they have the socks over.
I don't believe it. I think they're shorter.
They're the same pants.
We wore stirrups back in my day.
Yeah, nobody used stirrups anymore.
They'll come back. They'll come back, like everything else, right? So yeah, 4 games, you know, that's a lot of games, and we took them all. I mean, I know it's not like a real challenge to beat Toronto, but
right,
hell,
now 11-1 against Toronto this
year. Right, but you might have said the same thing about the Chicago White Sox and
right, but the good thing about us being 11-1 against Toronto is that we get them 6 more times, so hopefully they can continue throughout the rest of the
season. Well, I hope that payback's not a bitch, and like, you know, they're not going to come back and show us who's boss.
Who's your daddy, eh?
Take off.
So Toronto leaves here, and we go to Tampa Bay.
We really went to Tampa Bay. And if anybody believes that, I got a bridge to sell you. So, you know, I'm not comfortable with Tampa Stadium. It's domed, which is cheesy. And they're AstroTurf, right?
I don't think anyone actually uses AstroTurf anymore. They have these new turfs, which are better, but they're still...
It's not grass.
Not grass, exactly.
And it's Florida, so why would they have a dome? For air conditioning's sake?
Air conditioning. I mean, Tampa's like a giant armpit. It feels like. It's horrible.
Like
it's
all of Florida.
And disgusting, and right.
Whatever. Florida. I went to Steinbrenner Stadium, and that's outdoors.
Right.
And it was March, and it was like 40 degrees, so. But, yeah, so we go to Tampa, and we know we have a hard time in that stadium.
They always have.
Man.
Even when they were horrible.
Yes.
Losing, you know, 100 games a year, they would always beat the Yankees.
I think it's because it's such a bad taste of a stadium that we're just disgusted by it. So we lose the first one, which was a big loss because Kuroda had his like a terrible game, right? He just had a real hard time.
This is around the time of the season where guys get tired. You know, he's pitched a lot. Mm. He's carried the team, so I guess, you know, you gotta give him a pass, right? Kind of, sort of.
Yes, I will. I just hope he doesn't like commit Harry Carey or something in the meantime. Then the second game, CC started strong.
He actually was out pitching David Price, and then CC just lost it. One inning destroyed everything.
Yeah. CC is just sloppy. That's what makes me nervous. I mean, he's just sloppy in all aspects, you know?
Yeah. I mean, he just gave up a hit, and then he had to throw out a stretch, and it just threw him off, and next thing you know, he's walking people and hitting, and...
Yeah.
And they just didn't bounce back. And we really need him to finish up the game for us. We're not going to go anywhere if he doesn't put considerable weight.
And the third game was not looking so hot. It was tied. It went into extra innings.
Nova pitching, which was good.
Yeah, Nova did a good job.
Although he matched his high walks, too. I think he walked 7 batters.
Oh, really?
That was his career high. He got the double plays when he needed them. He pitched out of trouble.
Yeah, so sorry. So Nova's showing up. Nova's doing a great job still, showing it in this game. And it was a little bit back and forth. It was sort of a pitcher's duel.
We had a lead until Longoria, who's been killing us.
Longoria is a Yankee killer.
He's got 7 home runs against the Yankees.
Yeah, he's unstoppable. Whenever I hear his name, I cringe a little bit. Even when I hear Eva Longoria's name, I cringe a little bit because of it. But then goes into extra innings, and Soriano gets a double, stand-up double. What, I guess it was in the 11th. And Curtis Granderson, have you heard of him, comes to the plate. And, like, the first pitch isn't even out of the pitcher's hand, and Soriano's gone. Gone like a shot to third. And he made it. And that's how they have to play these games. They just
need to be more aggressive, I think. I mean, Ichiro needs to be more aggressive on the bases.
Yeah.
Gardner needs to be more aggressive on the bases.
No, they got to be smart, and they just got to go. They got to do what Soriano did today, because that's why they won the game. That's why they won the game, because then Grandy, hit a deep fly ball that he could tag up on. And then, thank God for Mo, they, didn't score after that.
Very appropriate. Mo was last game in Tampa, and he got the save on the last game. Kind of cool. See what they gave him?
What did they give him?
The one present he won't be able to take home with. They built a giant sandcastle of his likeness.
The Sandman.
Right, the Sandman.
Yeah, so, I mean, we need to win series.
We can't win every game, but we can win every series, which is what we need.
We got to win, like, 2/3.
Right, win 2 or 3 games. Or 3 or 4, whatever. That's what you got to do if we have any chance at all. I mean, the chances are slim that we're going to make the playoffs, but that's how we're going to do it if we're going to do it. It's all within reach. They've got to do better in winning 5 of 7, like we did this week.
Wow, that's tough. We win 5 of 7 and you're putting them down.
You know, if they were winning 5 of 7 all season long, then it would have been great.
Right.
But when they were losing 5 of 7 all year long.
When you get swept by the Mets and the Chicago White Sox.
Right, exactly.
You know there's a problem. So now we're 3.5 games out of the second wild card position.
Who says 0.5? 3.5.
Right. Well, I wrote it down. 3.5.
What are you, an accountant?
I won't say anything about that.
All right, so the week started out great. The weekend wasn't so hot, at least baseball-wise. But Tampa was kind of cool. I had a good time this weekend. A little beach, little strip joint. I mean, what else do you do in Tampa?
I swam with nature.
And this morning, I got to see one of my favorite players of all time walking through the hotel lobby.
Right, and who is one of your favorite players?
Back in the day, it was all about Sweet Lou Pinot.
Sweet Lou.
What number did he wear?
Oh, don't test me.
Ah, it's your favorite number.
14?
Yes. But I saw him walking in a lobby. Usually, if you watch Yankee games on TV, you know that when they come to Tampa, Lou always is in the booth. Right, he lives in Tampa. Obviously, played for the Yankees.
He lives there on purpose, or was he?
I think he's actually from Tampa.
Oh.
His mom lives here and everything. He managed the Yankees. He managed Tampa Bay, and he actually also managed Seattle. He was there when A-Rod first came up there. He was there when Ichiro first got there.
Well, isn't that interesting? Seeing how we interviewed a big Seattle rock star / huge Mariners fan, so. Let's strike it up, man. It was a great one. Hey, everybody. We can't get, a real athlete, apparently, on the show yet. But, maybe one day we can. Maybe we'll be able to get, a volleyball player or something to come on the show. But in the meantime, we've been finding people we know, musicians and people from the music industry who love baseball or sports. Because we can't even find people who love baseball all the time. That's how bad it is. But today, we have the drummer from the Presidents of the United States of America, and his name is Jason Finn. Hi, Jason, how are you doing?
I'm good, Betty. Hi, Gigo.
We are so happy to have you here.
I'm thrilled, I'm kind of an athlete.
Well, it's so nice to have gotten you on the old Skype, and I know you through my massive Seattle music connections.
You mean he's a connection, right?
Well, one connection begets others.
That's true. Seen, now two people, so, and tomorrow.
Right.
Four. Yes, Rachel and I go way back, and I think she learned everything she knows about baseball from me.
Yeah, well, she told me something about you took her to a game once, and she asked you what team the catcher played for.
No, this is the one baseball game she's been to. It was the last baseball game I took her to, for sure, and she asked whether the pitcher and catcher were on the same team. Kind of the same thing.
Yeah, it is. That's,
She's my favorite.
She's everyone's favorite. So, first of all, I wanted to apologize personally for Ichiro.
Well, I'm not sure. That's a complicated thing to say. I feel like it was as good a time as any for him to move on. I miss him, of course. And I really think that you guys should... How far away is he from 3,000 now?
4,000.
No, I think he's only like 200 shy of 3,000 in the States.
Oh, in the States.
You guys
okay.
have to keep him for that. You know, even though it might take him 4 years.
When he's 50?
Yeah.
Well, the Yankees like to have an average age of 47.
You guys do like to keep a seasoned group around.
It's true. But in the meantime, you got Raul Ibanez, who perhaps single-handedly beat the Orioles for us last year.
Yeah, he's, you know, we've had Raul, I don't know, 7-8 times.
You can't get rid of him.
And it's always, you know, the sabermetrics guy's always yelling and scream about it. This guy's got nothing left. He's got nothing left. And he, you know, he hit like 25 bombs in the first half this year. Of course, you can't expect that to go on.
Yeah, I haven't really been paying too much attention to
him. He had a monster first half. That's all I'm going to say. And he's been playing more left field than he has been DHing, so, because of all of our awesome hitters that have DHing.
Well, you couldn't have been a lifelong fan of the Mariners because they were only founded in 1977. Can you
That's
explain
right.
that?
That's right. I was 10. But, you know, I got into sports kind of late anyway. I was kind of a non-sporty kid.
Right.
I started bartending right when I turned 21. And, you know, during the day shifts, the TV would be on. And the guys that hung out during the day were all, you know, we were watching sports. And what I did was just kind of... A guy would sit down and he would say something about it, and then I would just remember what he said and parrot it back later to some other guy. A year or two of that, and I woke up one day and I just understood all of it.
Oh. Well, you know, it's like learning a language, right?
That was like 1989 or 88. So
oh, okay.
That was like right when Griffey started and stuff. It was a really fun time to sort of acquire Mariner.
So I am just going to like start firing questions at you.
Okay.
True or false, Michael Morse is the Mariner Moose.
No, he's the Mariner. Yeah, a lot of people get this wrong. It's typical. He's actually the Mariner Morse. So, yeah, it's a typo.
And worst pitcher name in baseball, Charlie Furbush.
Well,
true or false?
When you consider that we traded him for Doug Fister.
It was an even trade.
Little Dougie Fister.
Fister? Yeah, I hardly know her. All right, so you may have been too old. Does this mean you never got a Jay Buhner buzz cut?
Well, not so much. I could have. I was around when the buzz cut night started, the first year when there were 25 people, and the next year when there were a couple hundred, and the next year when they had two whole sections doing it. It was really crazy in its peak years. But no, you know, I was a long hair back then. I wasn't going to shorten myself.
You weren't going to do that in the name of the Seattle Mariners. That's where you drew the line?
Jay didn't have quite enough sizzle to make me do that. So, enjoyed having him, and that's something that you guys are still mad about. I don't remember who you got.
What the hell did you trade Jay Buhner for? He had 30 home runs and over 100 RBIs last year. He's got a rocket for an arm. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
Well, Buhner was a good prospect, no question about it. But my baseball people love Ken Phelps' bat. They kept saying, Ken Phelps, Ken Phelps.
That's it.
Okay, so... A-Rod. You were the beginning of the A-Rod.
Yeah, it was great having him in those early days when he was just a youngster that was hitting mainly for average and seemed really likable. I know this seems insane now. You know, we still give him a hard time when he comes.
Well, everybody gives him a hard time when he goes to any town, right?
Yeah, I guess so. We felt like we had a monopoly on it for many years. We invented the money-throwing thing and all that stuff.
That was nice of you, because he kept that, and now he's hiring lawyers with it. It earned a lot of interest.
At this point, we only still do it because it's kind of funny, and it's out of any real actual ill will anymore. Because
it's just fun. It's just a party.
Yeah, it seems kind of miserable, and that's what.
I clap and I boo at the same time. That's how I'm dealing with it.
That's something I'm curious about. I mean, does he ever get like a real enthusiastic standing O at Yankee Stadium?
Yeah,
I mean,
when he hits.
Yeah, okay.
We love him.
All is forgiven. Okay,
yeah, and then he strikes out and everybody, you know, hates him. I mean, that's you know, we're pretty simple people. So, you know, 1995, can we talk about that for a sec? Because,
okay.
You know, really, we did you a big favor. And you did us a big favor. Lost in the wild card, right? First round to Seattle, the New York Yankees lost.
Right.
And Showalter was fired, so we got Joe Torre. And because you won, you got a new stadium. So you can thank us. Thank the New York Yankees.
Pretty much. The house that Griffey built. double, we call it. But it was really Edgar's double that won that series, and we still call it the double. I don't know if you guys sit around watching that tape again and again. We sure do up here.
No, we don't. But we went on to win 4 World Series in 5 years after that.
Sure, no, I get it. I get why.
Yeah, it works. It works for everybody.
No, 95 was that was our big that was the band's big year too. That was the year our popular record came out. I remember once I rode with our merch truck instead of the bus, so we could stay on the West Coast longer because some game was on the radio. This was during September, like when we were catching.
Oh,
the
okay.
So
you got you and like the merch guys were cranking the baseball games.
Yeah, we were going to Denver or something, and everybody else, of course, was going the straight route, and me and the merch guys stayed south. And
this is before satellite radio, so you.
That's right. This is before satellite. Before satellite, our tour manager had a cell phone, which terrified us.
Had a big antenna out of the top, like.
It was one of the big boxes. And if you saw him coming towards you, you knew with the phone, you knew that you were. Well, first off, you were going to have to do an interview, and so we would run for the bus.
But look how all of that interviewing practice. Listen to you now.
Right, I have a beautiful speaking voice. That's
1998.
Yes.
The Yankees had the most wins by an American League team ever, 112.
Right.
And then what did Seattle do in 2001?
2001 was when we won 116 games.
Yep.
That was Ichiro's rookie year. We had a completely roided out Brett Boone who hit like 70 home runs, hitting fifth. In that lineup, Edgar was the number 4 hitter. John Olerud, kind of my favorite Mariner all time. I mean, aside from the odd, I mean, after like Randy and Griffey and stuff,
right?
My favorite normal Mariner is John Olerud. But I know you guys probably consider him more of a Met, so I'm not going to talk about him because you probably got issues.
Well, so you won 116 games, but then can you tell us what happened?
I don't recall. I just remember that we won 100.
The Yankees did end up beating the Seattle Mariners, so everybody who's listening knows.
They did, and that was in the ALCS. Was it in the ALCS? Yeah, it was. We won.
Clemens almost hit A-Rod.
Oh, Jesus. There was a lot of that.
It's a theme in his life.
Yeah, and there's always, how the Yankees travel, like you go to your home ballpark and all of a sudden there's all these Yutzes in their Pettit jerseys. They're like, where do you guys come from,
It's so, whenever I watch games, on TV and it's the away team, I feel like half the people there are Yankees fans, like so often. It must really annoy the hell out of everybody.
It seems like some of them are traveling, because some of these guys are definitely New Yorkers.
They're just going all over the country.
Yeah,
I'm going to do that. I'll be one of those guys.
And in that case, in 2001, it was, I guess it was just actually disappointing, because we were kind of the team of destiny.
The team of ill-fated destiny, perhaps.
You just knew we were going to fight because that's what we do in Seattle.
Well, the punchline to all of this is, didn't the Diamondbacks win that year anyway, ultimately? It was 9/11 year, and whatever.
Yeah.
So we can bring it up to current times now that I've taken you down a little memory lane.
Sure.
Jesus Montero for Miguel Pineda.
Okay, so what do you want to know?
So you have a juicer, and we have a guy who might be like an ace next year.
Well, he might be, but did he report out of shape, and has he thrown a pitch yet?
He's a AAA.
Okay, how's he doing?
I guess he's doing okay. I don't know. Gigo's putting a lot of hopes and dreams into him for next year.
Well, put it this way, he was a legit number 2 guy when we had him, and then but a youngster, and then the wheels kind of fell off after we traded him. You guys were furious about this trade before. Jesus went in the shitter, and he's going to stay there, by the way. Yeah, Jesus, I don't know. People don't really have a lot of faith in him now. He's not appealing his suspension, I don't think. And who knows? He'll come back and be, he can't really be a worse hitter, can he?
Not only is he not appealing the suspension, but he's just not appealing.
No, well, I don't know. I think the scuttlebutt is he's pretty handsome.
Oh, the scuttlebutt.
We stopped letting him catch, I think. He was down in the minors and just DH'ing. So they think that might help, if he can just not think about his bad pitch framing and bad throwing arm, his bad footwork. Just focus instead on his bad base running. I gotta say, yeah, that you came out smelling like roses on that one.
So anyway, I mean, like I said, I wanted to talk to you now before both of our respective teams, you know, hurl off into Never Never Land this year.
We hurl off into Never Never Land around July.
I mean, in theory, like, if we really keep cranking along this month and next, we're playing all Division, it could be a real, like, you know, Hollywood movie comeback, but...
Why don't you guys just go ahead and take the year off? Look, this is why people don't like you guys, is that it's kind of like going to Vegas and betting on the house.
Right.
You know? If you miss the playoffs for a couple of years, you kind of start to look, you know, like everybody else, and you'll get a little sympathy, I think. A little sympathetic vibe.
Why would the New York Yankees want that?
I don't know. I'm talking, you know, you're probably too young for this, but there were like those scrappy sort of late 80s, early 90s Yankees teams that were kind of crappy.
Yeah, everybody else loved them because they suck.
Right. Danny Tartable. Donnie Baseball was on a lot of those teams?
Oh, 95 against Seattle was his last series.
Oh,
Don Mattingly last series, yeah. So is there anything, you know, do you want to, like, tell the Mariners how much they mean to you or anything?
Oh, no, I communicate to them virtually daily through mystical and social media methods. So I've said my piece to them. I'm okay. I just want to get an update from you on how I don't know how the AL East is shaping up. You guys are sounding like you're missing the playoffs.
Well, we're begging for the wild card, but
yeah. Well, now there's like 30 wild card teams. I mean,
I know we were saying that the other day. It's like the hockey playoffs kind of now, but. But, you know, the AL East is a tough one because only the Blue Jays are sort of really out of it. We're sort of out of it. And then Tampa and the Orioles and Boston, they keep sort of, you know, horse racing it. So if we can beat them, because we're playing Tampa and then we're playing Baltimore a number of times and Boston again, like if we win a lot of those, then it could be a real, you know, like I said, Hollywood movie story. Or it could just be, you know, a bummer and I'll walk around with my headed down for like a week.
What are you, some kind of stat head? You're like, yeah, we have a bunch of games left. If we win a lot of them, we'll.
Yes, I'm.
Analysis right there.
I have to dumb it down for you guys. You know, I don't want to blow your head off with my mathematical prowess.
It is very, very fancy prowess, your mathematical prowess.
So, do you have any other baseball dreams?
I have the same baseball dreams that a lot of America does. I think I just want to, someday I want to get down into the part of the ballpark where the food is free.
Where's that?
There's a section in Yankee Stadium where the food is.
Well, I had free food the other day.
Diamond Club.
Yeah, I was at the Audi thing, and I had free food, and the ticket was given to me for free. But to tell you the truth, I did not enjoy the game as much as I do when I'm outside with the people.
Oh yeah, you got to forget about the game. when you're down where the food is free, no, you got to be thinking, shrimp balls and fancy stuff. You have to compartmentalize. If you've got the tickets that are for the free food area, you have to kind of emphasize that for the day, and maybe have your headset on so you can like follow it on the radio there. But you might not even go out onto the field if you're, you know, if you got the, like, you know, you can like the prime rib and all that stuff.
The lobster rolls. I love a lobster roll.
Man, I'm getting hungry.
Go down to the fish market and. I don't know. Get a lobster.
I don't know.
No, I'm gonna get some. I'm gonna get some ballpark food. Bratwurst.
What are you doing these days? Do you have anything you want to promote that's not baseball related?
Not really. We just played a couple months ago in the New York area, so that's I guess we're screwed there. Emotionally. No, we're very quiet. We have hardly anything happening between now and next year.
And you're not like writing a book about a young boy come age or anything
I
like
actually,
that.
But I'm not quite ready to.
Just talk about it. Do you have anything coming up, even if not in New York?
Actually, funny enough, randomly enough, we are September 8th. We're playing at halftime of the home opener of the Cleveland Browns season.
Wow. That's not only exciting because it's exciting to be playing that, but it's also Gigo's birthday.
Wow. Well, that's pretty exciting. Are the Giants playing that day?
I don't know anything about football. What? See, I don't like how basketball encroaches in the beginning of baseball season and football encroaches on the end. I'm not down with it. I think it should be completely let alone to be played out until it's finished.
We're going to have to come up with some shorter seasons then?
Mm-hmm.
Or a longer calendar year. I personally am for the longer calendar year because think how time would move a little more slowly.
And you'd be younger.
No, you'd be the same. you'd be the age.
But the number would be less.
Well, I don't think the number would be less because I don't think you could retroactively apply it.
Damn.
But going forward, you would age more slowly.
So, alright, well, I'm so happy that we could get the drummer of the Presidents of the United States of America to talk to us about baseball.
You guys, it's been, I appreciate the hell out of you.
Alright, thank you so much, Jason Finn.
Thank you, you guys.
You're my favorite drummer next to Phil Collins.
Oh, I love you. Thank you so much. I can hear you in the air tonight.
Oh, Lord.
Bye.
Bye. We'll have a little bit more of Jason Finn when he tells us what his special walk-off song of the week is. So stay tuned for that. It's a good one.
But first, let's talk about what's coming up this week.
This week is...
Hey, can I say it? Another big week.
This week is another big week because we have to play like every day is a playoff game. Especially because we're playing the division still. So we've got three games in Toronto.
Three games in Toronto, which is good for us.
You know what that requires? It requires international travel. You used to be able to just, like, cruise over, like, the border of Canada like it was another state.
Do they get their per diem in Canadian money, I wonder?
I don't know. What's the exchange rate right now? Do they use the euro? No. So, and then we play Baltimore at home.
On the good side, we get Derek Jeter back.
Yes, I hope it's a good side because I'm afraid he's like this Fabergé egg or something, you know?
Well, hopefully he'll come back and be his own, you know, his own movie star self and do what he usually does.
Well, speaking of Hollywood, like baseball movies, what's your favorite baseball movie?
Oh, it's the one, Bang the Drum Salute.
Oh my God, what the hell is that?
That's Robert De Niro as a New York Yankee.
Really? I've never even heard of that.
All right, I'm going to get that book.
Wow, because I was going to say mine is the Bad News Bears. It's great. And then, you know what? I really have a soft spot for the movie Major League. So Charlie Sheen is Wild Thing, the pitcher who needs glasses. And he's number 99. And guess what number Bullpen Betty wore when she played softball? 99.
I thought you would like it because Tim Robbins wears fun piece.
That movie's funny. I was watching it the other day, and it's like so cheesy 80s, but it's hilarious. And the other part of it that I don't like so much is they beat the Yankees. But, I mean, I guess what other team are you going to pick to beat if you're going to, like, have a big dramatic ending, right? But, like, Willie Mays Hayes, I mean, that it's hilarious.
Megan Fix, sorry. Don't steal
home
without it.
Oh, it's so funny. And you know who I saw that movie with? If we want to refer back to a prior.
John Connor.
John Connor. And my friend Josh Humphreys, who's a huge Yankee fan who follows us and is a big Thurman Munson fan.
Shout out.
So that's hilarious. Okay, well, so yeah, this so-called De Niro baseball movie that you're talking about, I can't wait to see it.
You're not even working this week, so you can watch it this week.
Yes, I want to watch that movie, and then I can talk about it on Facebook and Twitter.
Because you'll have plenty of time this week. You'll be all over that all day long. I want
to. I am all day long anyway. God. Facebook. Everybody should like us. We got a lot more likes this week. I think it was because I put a cheesecake shot of myself up on the page.
Who doesn't like cheese?
We even got some of our competitors to like the page.
We have competitors?
And if you want to like us, go to facebook.com/bullpenbetty. Bullpen Betty with a Y. And Twitter, twitter.com/bullpenbetty. And remember, Jose Bautista still follows us. He hasn't unfollowed me yet, which is good.
He's ignoring us, but he's still following.
Somehow I got to break through the clutter. And then our podcasts are all housed on Podomatic at bullpenbetty.podomatic.com. All of them are there, and when Gigo uploads the new one, it gets uploaded or renewed or whatever it is on iTunes too, right?
Automatic. If you subscribe to us on iTunes, it'll automatically go to your
update.
To your feed. Right, automatically update.
Right,
exactly.
So that's really great. And then you know we have our website bullpenbetty.com, which is really just kind of a landing page right now, but you can get to all of those things through that website in one fell swoop, and you get a giant picture of Bullpen Betty.
Speaking of cheesecake.
With cherries. I feel this week was there was a water theme this week. I was swimming with the Devil Rays in the outfield of Tampa, and we talked to Jason Finn, who is a huge Mariners fan.
Mariners. Like
he loves the seamen. Anyway, since we were so lucky to have Master Jason Finn of the Presidents of the United States of America, yay! We want to ask him to pick the walk-off song of the week, which is really one of the most coveted opportunities for a musician.
I think that the couple times that I was nominated for Grammys...
pales.
Well, it does pale because I lost both of those. this I have won. Although, to be fair, in Grammyland, you're not really a loser, you're just a nominee.
Well, isn't it just a pleasure to have been nominated?
That's what you're supposed to say, yeah.
Have you ever said that?
No.
Okay.
no, I keep the little medals you get, I keep them by my toothbrush.
You get a medal for being nominated?
You do. At least you got medals back then. Maybe you get something more green now. Maybe you get some sort of hemp product.
Can only hope.
But yes, I actually have something literally tailor-made for this situation. And it's a song called 2001 that my singer Chris wrote for a guy. Like some guy like called him and commissioned him. He was like, hey, I have these words. I need you to write this song for, or maybe, I can't remember. I don't think he had the words. I think he had some ideas. Oh, I don't remember.
So you're completely clear about how this came to be.
I know so much about this song. It's called 2001, and Chris did it in his little backyard shack, and it's about the 2001 Mariners. So there you go. What could be more baseball-y than that?
So it's about it's a Mariners jam?
Yeah, he just kind of threw together some poetry about the Mariners. And it's all we've got. You know, we have a Sonic song and a Seahawks song and stuff. We've just never gotten around to an official Mariners song, which is too bad.
I'm very excited to put this song on our podcast and for all of our listeners and my mother to enjoy it.
Okay, good. You have to play it again next year when the Mariners are in town.
Oh, yeah, definitely. When they're playing the New York Yankees. All right, thank you, Jason Finn.
Okay, thank you, Betty. Thank you, Gigo.
You're welcome. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. And we can't wait to... I want to say see you next week. Gigo, when are they going to see us?
Oh, hopefully we're trying to get together some kind of end of season thing.
Okay.
Or maybe we'll do some kind of keep listening. We'll do a party somewhere. You get to touch Betty.
Let's do a dunking booth.
There you go.
That's it. Dunking booth. All right, everybody. Thanks a lot. See you next week.
Randy Jr., Alex gone, Lou was here to carry on, but who was gonna hit home runs? The Mariners 2001, who was this fellow, Ichiro? They say he's great, we didn't know, from the land of the rising sun, the Mariners 2001. Into the season of unknowns, beat the A's first game at home, 1-0. And out in front, the Mariners 2001. They won 11, dropping 4. Hit a streak and won 9 more. 9 games up and they weren't done. The Mariners 2001. The bats were simply all on fire. The glove work, in a word, inspired. The pitching wouldn't be outdone. The Mariners 2001. 50 wins on June 14th. Spectacular became routine. So there's 2 outs, they said, so what? The Mariners 2001, led by 20 in July. AL West was hung and dried. Was A-Rod having any fun? The Mariners 2001, 100 wins September 5. The record pace still alive. Fans went crazy in the sun. The Mariners 2001. in September, we were shaken to our knees, and baseball did its best to bring us back to normalcy. The M's then clinched with grace and style, a flag upon the field. They finished winning 116, their place in history sealed. Jamie, Paul, Aaron, Freddie, on the mound to pitch to Danny. Cass came in, the deal is done, the Mariners 2001. Infield, Guillen, Bell, and Boone, anchored by John Olerud. Cammy had a golden glove, the Mariners 2001. The bench had played beyond compare, McLemore and Javier. Nelson Rhodes had nasty stuff, the Mariners 2001. Once in a lifetime chance to see among the best in history. It was a legendary run, Mariners 2001.